Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar, Chapter 14, Scene 5, Lord Brahma's Prayers, Part 5. My dear Lord Krishna, leaving aside all other things, and just considering today's happenings, what I have seen, are they not all due to your inconceivable energies? First of all, I saw you alone, and thereafter you expanded yourself as your friends, the calves, and all the existence of Vrindavana. And then I saw you and all the boys as four-handed Vishnus, and they were being worshipped by all elements and all demigods, including myself. Again, they all became cowherd boys, and you remained alone as you were before. Does this not mean that you are the Supreme Lord Narayana, the origin of everything? And does this not mean that from you everything emanates, and again everything enters into you, and you remain the same as before? Persons who are unaware of your inconceivable energy cannot understand that you alone expand yourself as the creator, Brahma, maintainer, Vishnu, and annihilator, Shiva. Persons who are not in awareness of things as they are, contemplate that I, Brahma, am the creator. Lord Vishnu is the maintainer, and Lord Shiva, the annihilator. But actually, you alone are everything, creator, maintainer, and annihilator. Similarly, you expand yourself in different incarnations. Among the demigods, you incarnate as Vamanadeva. Among the sages, you incarnate as Parashuram. Among human beings, you appear as yourself, as Lord Krishna or Lord Ramachandra. Among the animals, you appear as the boar incarnation, Varaha. And among aquatics, you appear as the incarnation of fish, Matsya. And yet, you have no appearance, for you are always eternal. Your appearance and disappearance are made possible by your inconceivable energy, just to give protection to the faithful devotees and annihilate the demons. O my Lord Krishna, O all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, O Supersoul, controller of all mystic powers, no one can appreciate your transcendental pastimes as they are exhibited within these three worlds. No one can estimate how you have expanded your yoga maya and your incarnations, and how you act by your transcendental energy. My dear Lord Krishna, this whole cosmic manifestation is just like a flashing dream, and its temporary existence simply disturbs the mind. As a result, we are all full of anxiety in this material existence. To live within this material world means simply to suffer and to be full of all kinds of miseries. And yet, this temporary existence of the material world appears to be pleasing and dear on account of its having evolved from your body, which is eternal and full of bliss and knowledge. My conclusion is, therefore, that you are the Supreme Soul, Absolute Truth, and the Supreme Original Person. And although you have expanded yourself into so many Vishnu forms, or in living entities and energies, by your inconceivable transcendental potencies, you are the Supreme One, without a second. You are the supreme supersoul. The innumerable living entities are simply like sparks of the original fire. Your Lordship, the conception of the supersoul as impersonal is wrongly accepted because I see that you are the original person. A person with a poor fund of knowledge may think that because you are the son of Maharaja Nanda, you are not the original person, that you are born just like a human being. They are mistaken, for you are the actual original person. That is my conclusion. In spite of your being the son of Nanda, you are the original person, and there is no doubt about it. You are the absolute truth, and you are not of this material darkness. You are the source of the original Brahma Jyoti, as well as the material luminaries. Your transcendental effulgence is identical with Brahma Jyoti, as it is described in Brahma Samhita. The Brahma Jyoti is nothing but your personal bodily effulgence. There are many Vishnu incarnations and incarnations of your different qualities, but all those incarnations are not on the same level. You are the original lamp. Other incarnations may possess the same candle power as the original lamp, but the original lamp is the beginning of all light. And because you are not one of the creations of this material world, even after the annihilation of this world, your existence as you will continue. Because you are the original person, you are therefore described in the Gopal Tapani Vedic Upanishad, as well as in Brahma Samhita. You are known as Govindam Adi Purusham. Govinda is the original person, the cause of all causes. In Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that you are the source of the Brahman effulgence. No one should conclude that your body is like an ordinary material body. Your body is akshara, indestructible. The material body is always full of threefold miseries, but your body is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, full of being, bliss, knowledge, and eternity. You are also Niranjana, because your pastimes as the little son of Mother Yashoda or the Lord of the Gopis are never contaminated by material qualities. And although you exhibited yourself in so many cowherder boys, calves, and cows, your transcendental potency is not reduced. You are always complete. As it is described in Vedic literature, even if the complete is taken away from the complete, or the supreme absolute truth, it yet remains the complete supreme absolute truth. And although many expansions from the complete are visible, the complete is one without a second. Since all your pastimes are spiritual, there is no possibility of their being contaminated by the material modes of nature. When you place yourself subordinate to your father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda, you are not reduced in your potency. This is an expression of your loving attitude for your devotees. There is no other competitor or second identity than yourself. A person with a poor fund of knowledge concludes that your pastimes and appearance are simply material designations. You are transcendental to both nescience and knowledge, as it is confirmed in the Gopal Tapani. You are the original Amrita, nectar of immortality and indestructible. As it is confirmed in the Vedas, Amritam Shasvatam Brahme. Brahman is the eternal, the supreme origin of everything, who has no birth or death. In the Upanishads it is stated that the supreme Brahman is as effulgent as the sun and is the origin of everything. And anyone who can understand that original person becomes liberated from the material conditional life. Anyone who can simply be attached to you by devotional service can know your actual position, your birth, appearance, disappearance, and activities, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Simply by understanding your constitutional position, appearance, and disappearance, one can be immediately elevated to the spiritual kingdom after quitting this present body. Therefore, to cross over the ocean of material nescience, an intelligent person takes shelter of your lotus feet and is therefore easily transferred to the spiritual world. There are many so-called meditators who do not know that you are the Supreme Soul. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, you are the Supreme Soul present in everyone's heart. Therefore, there is no necessity of one's meditating on something beyond you. One who is always absorbed in meditation on your original form of Krishna easily crosses over the ocean of material nescience. But persons who do not know that you are the Supreme Soul remain within this material world in spite of their so-called meditation. If, by the association of your devotees, a person comes to the knowledge that Lord Krishna is the original Super Soul, then it is possible for one to cross over the ocean of material ignorance. For instance, a person becomes transcendental to the mistake of thinking a rope to be a snake. As soon as one understands that the rope is not a snake, he or she is liberated from fear. For one who understands you, therefore, through your personal teachings, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, or through your pure devotees, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, in all Vedic literatures, that you are the ultimate goal of understanding, he or she need no more fear material existence. So-called liberation and bondage have no meaning for a person who is already engaged in your devotional service. Just as a person who knows that the rope is not a snake is unafraid, a devotee knows that this material world belongs to you and therefore engages everything in your transcendental loving service. Thus, there is no bondage for one. For a person who is already situated in the sun planet, there is no question of the appearance or disappearance of the sun in the name of day or night. It is also said that you, Krishna, are just like the sun, and Maya is like darkness. When the sun is present, there is no question of darkness. So for those who are always in your presence, there is no question of bondage or liberation. they are already liberated. On the other hand, persons who falsely think themselves to be liberated without taking shelter of your lotus feet, they fall down because their intelligence is not pure. If one therefore thinks that the Supersoul is something different from your personality, and thus searches out the Supersoul somewhere else, in the forest or in the caves of the Himalayas, one's condition is very lamentable. Your teachings in Bhagavad Gita are that one should give up all other processes of self-realization and simply surrender unto you, for that is complete. Because you are supreme in everything, those who are searching after the Brahman effulgent are also searching after you. And those who are searching after Supersoul realization are also searching after you. You have stated in Bhagavad Gita that you yourself, by your partial representation as the Supersoul, have entered into this material cosmic manifestation. You are present in everyone's heart, and there is no need to search out the Supersoul anywhere else. If someone does so, he or she is simply in ignorance. One who is transcendental to such a position understands that you are unlimited. You are both within and without. Your presence is everywhere. Instead of searching for the Supersoul anywhere else, a devotee only concentrates his or her mind on you within. Actually, one who is liberated from the material concept of life can search for you. Others cannot. The simile of thinking the rope to be a snake is applicable only to those who are still in ignorance of you. Actually, the existence of a snake besides the rope is only within the mind. The existence of Maya, similarly, is only within the mind. Maya is nothing but ignorance of your personality. When one forgets your personality, that is the conditional state of Maya. Therefore, one who is fixed upon you, both internally and externally, is not illusioned. One who has attained a little devotional service can understand your glories. Even one striving for Brahman realization or Paramatma realization cannot understand the different features of your personality unless he or she treads the devotional path. One may be the spiritual master of many impersonalists, or one may go to the forest or to the cave or mountain and meditate as a hermit for many, many years. But he or she cannot understand your glories without being favored by a slight degree of devotional service. Brahman realization or Paramatma realization are not possible even after one searches for many, many years, unless one is touched by the wonderful effect of devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.